Hello. I'm talking to people in India. Well, I have a friend in India. Oh, he talks to me by email all the time. He's a pastor. He's a pastor of a church. Not only is he a pastor of a church, but he's a third generation pastor of a church. That's not bad, is it? Huh?
No.
Is this smooth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Third generation pastor. So, you know, for all you bloggers, oh God, are you sorry? Oh, by the way, Frenchie, it is interesting. And wait till you see the result of your interest, Frenchie. Remember, Frenchie, I cast the feminine spirit out of you once. You remember that? Come on, Frenchie boy. Stand up, be a man once. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I love to cast devils out of Frenchmen. You know? They're a different breed. Amen. By the way, the Pope is a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar. Amen. You need Jesus Christ to get to heaven. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I believe we should move forward, don't you? Since I'm now backing up. Amen. But in full power of the gospel and the Holy Ghost. And are you following me?
I'm going to follow you and Bob, yeah.
No. You're going to follow Bob
I'm
and
follow
me.
Bob. Right, right.
No. Brother Bob!
Amen.
They call you Carp. Oh, those wicked people, that's a fish you don't eat. God bless them. God love these idiots. Have to. It's a commandment. So, where would you like to begin tonight reading?
Okay, Acts 23, verse 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren.
Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 22, he'd been before the council.
Right.
And they were not happy, were they?
No, sir.
Okay, let's go on.
And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day.
Oh, all good conscience. That's what I've done, Brother Bob.
Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Oh, does that make a you know, the bloggers are going to begin to eat one another. Like Moabites and Ammonites and Mount Seir and turkeys.
Verse 2, And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. And this said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall.
Oh, I love it.
For sittest thou to be judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee.
Two.
The son of a
Baptist
Pharisee.
Baptist and Methodist.
Amen.
Or Baptist and Catholics. Boy, is that a combination. Let's go.
Right.
Amen.
Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome.
Did you hear that? An angel stood by him. Brother Bob, angels have stood at the foot of my bed.
Amen. Amen.
On a Sunday morning. And he was about my height. And he had black hair. And he combed it. Part that way. He stood there. And he had on a beige shirt with dark stripes around. He stood there like this and looked straight at me. Oh, he did. But you know, Brother Bob, when he stood at the foot of my bed and looked at me, and you know, Kathy D was in my bed. Yeah. She was in my bed. And all these bloggers were after me. Whoa, shucko and die. Is that amazing? He never said a word, just stood there like, you know what I knew? God and the angels were with me.
Amen.
In this endeavor to set this woman free from her wicked Roman spirit. And all those Roman spirits that had her bound. All those Hail Mary full of nothing. Are you mad at me? Are there any Romans in here? Is there anybody in here? Oh, good. Oh, yeah. See, Brother Bob, when I got into the bed of destruction, as all these wicked people thought, an angel stood beside me. Yeah. And you know what? Angels have upheld me right through this whole thing, dealing with this Roman spirit. Are they a bunch of nothings? Yes. Would you continue on?
All right, verse 12.
And
when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, We have bound ourselves under a great curse that we'll eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, and we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he has a certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul, the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, whom hast something to say unto thee. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, What is that thou hast to tell me? And he said, The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they've killed him. And now are they
killed
ready.
Him?
Yeah.
My God, I think, Brother Bob, I think some people would like to kill me. You know, I gotta think that. How about that, Frenchie? Ah! How about that, Rosie? Oh, strong guy. Amen. How many of you would like to kill me that used to be at Water of Life? Who is this?
James.
Hello, James. You know, I knew this sweet woman that used to come here. Oh, she was one sweet woman. And she said to me once, there's nothing in me that would want to harm you. I said, that remains to be seen. That remains to be seen. Brother Bob, would you keep reading? I'm enjoying this so much.
Amen. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee. So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me. And he called unto him 2 centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner, Claudius Lysias, unto the most excellent governor Felix, sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause wherefore they accused him, I brought him forth into their council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told to me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell.
Is that the end of this?
Not yet. We're almost there.
Would you continue, sir?
Then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. On the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the castle, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was from. And when he had understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear thee, said he, when thine accusers are also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. That's the end.
That's the end of it?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord.